This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Three more victims have been found dead in the building collapse in the U.S. state of Florida. The death toll now rising to 27 people, according to the Miami-Dade assistant fire chief, hours after crews brought down the remaining standing portions of the condominium. Rescuers then resumed the search for victims. 115 people remain unaccounted for. The county's mayor told NBC's The Today Show the demolition opened up a previously unreachable area for rescuers, though the chances of finding any survivors there waned. Crews could be seen climbing a mound of debris at the site Monday alongside a piece of heavy equipment that was picking up rubble. Rescue workers in Japan are searching for survivors after mud, tree, and rocks ripped through a seaside resort town on Saturday. The landslide killed at least four people, according to the Associated Press. An official says 80 people are still unaccounted for. Authorities plan to release their names, hoping that perhaps some were away when the disaster struck. Since many of the apartments and houses in Atami are second homes or vacation rentals, officials say 25 people have been rescued. The disaster is an added trial as authorities prepare for the Tokyo Olympics, due to start in less than 3 weeks, while Japan is still in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic. Tropical storm Elsa is sweeping along Cuba's southern coast. Forecasters expect it to make landfall on the island's central shore by mid-afternoon Monday. Cuban officials evacuated 180,000 people as a precaution against the possibility of heavy flooding from a storm that already battered several Caribbean islands, killing at least three people. Elsa is forecast to cross over Cuba Monday night and then head for Florida. This is VOA News. Pope Francis is recovering Monday morning in a Rome hospital following intestinal surgery. The surgery was under general anesthesia, and the Pope is reportedly doing well. The Vatican has given scant details about the operation Sunday evening in Gemelli Polyclinic, a major Catholic hospital in the Italian capital. Francis is staying in a special 10th-floor suite that the hospital keeps available for use by a pontiff after Pope John Paul II stayed there several times for various medical problems. He's expected to be hospitalized for several days. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is expected to unveil plans to scrap mandatory mask wearing and social distancing in England in 2 weeks. The move comes despite surging infections driven by the most contagious Delta variant of the coronavirus. Johnson said on Monday he would set out how the country would learn to live with the virus. That's a major shift in tone from a leader who previously painted COVID-19 as an enemy to be defeated. Johnson signaled that mandatory measures would be replaced by personal choice after July 19th. Britain's royal palace says the Duchess of Cambridge is self-isolating after a contact tested positive for the coronavirus. Kate had been due to attend events with her husband, Prince William, on Monday, celebrating the 73rd birthday of Britain's National Health Service. Under current British rules, contacts of confirmed coronavirus cases must quarantine at home for 10 days. After his administration fell short of its Independence Day vaccination goal, U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday will again appeal to uninoculated Americans to get the shots to protect themselves and others against the coronavirus, especially the latest worrying variant. President Biden is scheduled to make remarks at the White House on the COVID-19 response and the vaccination program as concern increases about the Delta variant spreading across the country. The Biden administration aimed to have 70% of American adults at least partially vaccinated against COVID-19 by July 4th. In the U.S., climate activists and their Democratic allies in Congress are pressing with renewed urgency for huge investments to slow global warming. This after a bipartisan infrastructure plan cut out some of President Biden's key climate initiatives. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.